I'm John Batchelor, Thaddeus McCotter, my colleague, and we welcome the Dusty One, Indiana Honlein, coming into the studio, throwing down his dusty cap, his bullwhip, and he takes out from his bag of tricks revelations. Thaddeus?
Yes, Malcolm, there's a new book out about what the Nazis had in store for England if they had conquered it. What can you tell us?
So 75 years after the end of World War II, we're still learning so much that we did not know, and we have periodically come up with revelations. But this is a very interesting document that was found in the Gestapo Berlin headquarters by academic Sybil Oldfield, and she wrote a book called The Black Book, The Britons on the Nazi List, and it seems that they had prepared a secret list of 3,000 prominent Britons that they intended to round up when they invaded the UK, not if, but when they had done so. And a list was found in 1945, but nobody really paid attention to it. And this is sort of a most wanted list. 20,000 SS troops were supposed to sweep through Britain, engaging in deadly ideological and racial manhunt. And the head of it was an SS Colonel Franz Six. And he was given this task of eliminating any opposition to the Nazis in Britain and to set up Einsatzgruppen, which are the paramilitary SS death squads, as the situation dictated. And half of the list were refugees, and two-thirds of them were Jews. Of those were Jews who had fled to the UK before the war. But there are many other interesting elements. I know John is fascinated by some of those on the list.
Yes, I see. There are prominent Jewish names here who had prominent positions in British society. Oscar Deutsch, who owned the Odeon Cinema chain.
Right.
A film producer, Ivor Montague and Isidore Ostrer. Lords Melchett and Berested from the world of business and finance. But, Malcolm, YMCA, the Rotary Club,
Quakers.
And the Quakers. The Quakers, Malcolm.
And the Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts
suspected of being an arm of the English Secret Service.
The Quakers? The last time I checked, the Quakers don't keep weapons. It's odd. Indiana, help me. What are the threats?
Well, there were 400 organizations that were raided and banned. And they ranged from the Rotary Club to the unions to the YMCA, as you said, and certainly the Quakers, because they were all seen as having some sort of a secret tie to the government. As you know, the Nazis were given to all of these conspiracy theories, unfortunately, some of it continuing till today. And they were looking about how they were going to cleanse Great Britain, thinking they would have free reign once they succeeded in capturing the country. And the depth to which this cleansing operation and the amount of research and time that was put into this is equally remarkable at a time when they were fighting with their last gasps on the war.
And we're looking at them rounding up the whole of Churchill's cabinet. That's not too surprising. Were they going to execute them, Indiana, or just keep them in detention?
They do talk about these Einsatzgruppen being were death squads, so they would definitely kill people. I don't know if they were going to kill all the Boy Scouts and the Quakers, but they were certainly going to ban these organizations, destroy them, shut down the various operations of the unions, etc.
And what do we learn from this today? What do we learn from this about the anti-Semitism that's still in Europe? Does it teach us anything, Indiana? We have 30 seconds.
Yes, it teaches us a lot about the comprehension and the creation of these myths that all of a sudden take on real life. That's why it's so dangerous when you see these conspiracy theories, when you hear these threats. They have to be taken seriously because they often get translated into realities with the number of deaths escalating and the number of attacks escalating. And it undermines life for everyone, not just for the Jews, even if they're the first victims.
Indiana Honlein, the Dusty One, the Chapeau, the Bullwhip. He's back out for more adventures. Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor.